For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. James Comey, FBI director who was looking into Donald Trump's presidential campaign's possible collusion with Russia to sway the 2016 election, was fired by Donald Trump last night. Many are comparing this to the famous Saturday Night Massacre, in which President Richard Nixon fired Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox, who was investigating his administration's Watergate break-in. Last night, Donald Trump watched TV coverage to see how this was playing out, and he sent in surrogates to try and control the narrative. Trump tweeted, "Comey lost the confidence of almost everyone in Washington, Republican and Democrat alike. When things calm down, they will be thanking me," he tweeted. Reportedly, Trump grew angry with Comey admitting in front of the Senate that the FBI was investigating his campaign and that the FBI director wouldn't support his claims that President Obama had tapped his phones in Trump Tower. And on Tuesday, the FBI corrected Comey's sworn testimony before the Judiciary Committee over the number of Clinton emails uncovered days before the election. While Trump may have used this for cover, it was Donald Trump who previously praised James Comey for his handling of the Clinton investigation. So his anger over the investigation into his campaign is more likely a reason for the firing. Meanwhile, reportedly, Donald Trump considered firing James Comey for a week before this FBI correction and was given cover by letters sent to him by the Assistant Attorney General Rosenstein and U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions recommending Comey be fired. Democrats want to know why Sessions was involved at all when he had recused himself from the investigation over his ties with Russia.
The question is, why did it happen?
New York Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We know Director Comey was leading an investigation in whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians, a serious offense. Were those investigations getting too close to home for the president? The dismissal of Director Comey establishes a very troubling pattern. This administration has now removed several law enforcement officials in a position to conduct independent investigations of the president and his administration. From Acting Attorney General Sally Yates to Preet Bharara, and now Jim Comey.
While Schumer and other Democrats like New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman are calling for an independent prosecutor to take up the investigation into Trump's campaign, some Republicans are saying a new investigation will only create delays. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We'll no doubt hear calls for a new investigation, which could only serve to impede the current work.
However, other Republicans are calling for an independent investigation. And Trump tweeted on Wednesday, "The Democrats have said some of the worst things about James Comey, including the fact that he should be fired, but now they play so sad." U.S. Attorney General Sessions is conducting interviews for Comey's replacement. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.